We'll continue maybe the next paragraph just to complete this halacha. And this is also tied in to when the brothers meet up with Yosef HaTzadik later and they tell him we're 12 brothers. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKadosh says over there, Ubishvil Ho'echod Shechosar, and because of one of us that's missing, Nispazarnu B'chol Shari O'ir Lavaksha, we spread out and we came in through all the different entrances to the city to search for him. Ze Bechinas HaTikun Shemesaknin Klal Yisrael, HaKlulim B'shnei Moso Shvotim, This represents the tikkun, the tshuva, that the Jewish people do for being poigem against the tzaddik, for not showing the proper respect to the tzaddik. Remember, the chapter that we're learning now in Yoredeya is the laws of respect for your rabbi, respect for the Talmud Chacham. So here we see the sons of Yosef, the sons of Yaakov Avinu, these 11 brothers, all spreading out to search for Yosef, to search for the tzaddik. They're trying to do the tshuva for the fact that they disgraced, they went against the tzaddik. They wanted to kill him, and they ended up selling him into slavery. Ki achshov heim chozrim b'tshuva al zeh, because now they're repenting for this. U'mispazrim b'chol ashorim l'chapeis u'levakeish es hatzadik. And they're spreading out in all different directions. What's their mission? Search for the tzaddik. That's their mission. Why is this in the Torah? The Torah is not a storybook. The Torah is not there to tell us a story of something that happened a few thousand years ago. Everything that's written in the Torah is referring to today, me, you. So what is the Torah teaching us from this story? It's teaching us that this is what I'm supposed to be doing in my life. I'm supposed to be searching and searching for the tzaddik. Shebechol dor shetzrichen l'shoitet u'levakesh u'lechapes mo'oid mo'oid. Bechol minei chipus b'mesiras nefesh lizkois limtzois hatzadik u'emes shebechinas Yosef. That every single Jew has to search. Every single Jew of every single generation has to search in every way he can, with every type of search possible, with mesiras nefesh, to be prepared to spend money and to travel, to do whatever it takes to search for the true tzaddik, to find the true tzaddik who is Bechinas Yosef. Shezeo Bechinas ma sheshnimos ha-shvotim shem klal Yisrael nispazru b'chol ha-shorim l'chapei sesiyos v'tzadik. This is the symbolism in what the Torah tells us, that the brothers spread out in every direction to search for Yosef, to search for the tzaddik. U'boze tiknu ma shepogma b'chvoidei t'chila. And this was their correction of the pigam, what that they did against Yosef ha-tzadik earlier. V'zochu be'emes l'motzoi. And the Torah tells us that in the end, they did succeed in really finding him. And this is what sustained them for the hundreds of years afterwards that they had to be in Egypt. Until they were finally zochet to exit from Egypt, and to receive the Torah as a result of all the suffering they had in Egypt and leaving Egypt. Ki ikar yitzias Mitzrayim hoya bekoyach Yosef atzadik. Because the main power that helped the Jewish people leave Egypt was the power of Yosef atzadik. Kama shekosu, as the Torah says, vayikach Moishes atzmois Yosef imoy. Moshe Rabbeinu took a secret weapon with him. He took the coffin of Yosef atzadik, Yosef atzadik's body, the corpse, with him. As the Zohar Kodesh says, Ki ikar yitzias Mitzrayim v'kabolas ha-Torah shvein esbir ha-medame ze zoichin al yedei ha-tzadik. Because the main ability to get out of filth, to leave Egypt, to get out of all your wrong desires and all the shlechts, all the evil is, and to be zoichin to kabolas ha-Torah, to receive the Torah, is through Yosef HaTzadik. The only way a person can really do that is through the Tzadik. shehu bechinas Yosef, through the tzaddik who is bechinas Yosef, shal yodoi mevarim hamedame. The true tzaddik is the one who shows us how to sort out the medame. Vezoichin lachnia paro mitzrayim, and we're zoichet to subdue and defeat paro in Egypt. Shehein bechinas hora shebemedame. They represent the evil, the negative aspect of medame. Velotzeis mehem lecherus, and to be able to get away from them into freedom. And we're zoche constantly to get to higher and higher levels and to draw new nevuah upon us. Bishleimus. Through the ruach nevuah of the tzaddik, we're zoche to sort out and to fix up the medame totally. That's the whole concept of leaving Egypt and receiving the Torah. Sheyotzu mehora shebemedame, in leaving Egypt, they were leaving the evil, the negative side of medame. V'zochu bekabolas haTorah, shebechinas ruach nevuah, she'oz nizbar medame b'shleimus, and they were zochu to receive the Torah, which is prophecy, which is birur hamedame, to the highest level. V'alkein be'emes oz daiko nizdakhu mizuas Mitzrayim kiyadua. And this is why we're told that it was when they stood at Har Sinai, that's when the tumah of Egypt left them completely. Ki ikur birur hamedame hu al yidei ruach nevuah shukabal satarnal. Because the main thing that helps us correct the medame is ruach nevuah, which is what took place on Har Sinai, Matan Torah. So the real conclusion with Egypt wasn't even at Kriyas Yamsuf. It was at Matan Torah, when we got a pure Biror Hamedame. V'chol zeh zoichan aydei b'chinas Yosef, and all of this was zoichan to through Yosef, shu b'chinas ha-tzadik ho-emesh shebedoyer, who represents the true tzadik of the generation. Aydei shezochu shnei mosu shiftei koshim klai Yisrael, l'shoyteit b'chol ha-shorem, l'chapsu l'vakshoi b'mesiros nefesh, l'horeg oy laroi. Again, it's by searching for Yosef, who is the tzadik emes of each generation. Exactly, whereby again they spread out and they searched and they searched and they were ready to kill or to be killed in order to find Yosef. That was the mission at that time. Come on, as Rashi says, until they were zoche to find him. And it's by finding him, by connecting to the tzaddik, that they were zoche to all the tikkunim for that generation and for all future generations. As we find, Yosef HaTzadik said to them, Hashem sent me before you as a blessing. So that you would continue to live and to rescue you, to save you during the 7 years of famine that are coming up and during all the hundreds of years of slavery and difficulty that you're going to endure in Egypt. Ki ikar hachius v'asheirus v'hakiyum shel kol Yisrael v'chol ha'olamo yisatluyim bohem hakoil al yedei hatzadik o'emes. Because the main life and longevity and existence of the entire Jewish people and all the worlds that are dependent on the Jewish people is all only through the tzadik o'emes. Bechinas Yosef, shezochu Yisrael levakshoi ad shemotzo esoi, which the Jewish people was zochet to search for him until they found him. Ukemoikein, and similarly, onu tzrichin b'chol dor v'dor levakesh ulechapes b'chol koichenu b'mesiris nefesh es hatzadik u'emes. We also have to search with everything we have, with everything, every means at our disposal, with Mesiras Nefesh, to be willing to go as far as we have to go to search for the Tzadik Emes until we're zeichet to find him and to come close to him. Uliskarev Olav. V'oz nizke le'emuna shlema. And then, when a person is zeichet to come close to the true Tzadik, then he's zeichet to complete faith. Shaydeze tovoy hagula. And that's what will bring about the complete and final redemption. Kama Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Tovoi Toshuri Meiroi Shamona. You will come to see me, Hashem says, through a heightening of Emunah. Toshuri Daika, the word Toshuri has several meanings. Bechinas Koil Hashir Vahanigun Hanoira Aniskar Batoranau. It also refers to that awesome song that's mentioned in that chapter in the Kutumran. The song that nourishes the garden. Remember we spoke about? The voice of the Moichiach, the one who reprimands the Jewish people properly without breaking them with his reprimand. On the contrary, he infuses them with new energy, new motivation, inspiration to do tshuva. All of this was zoiche by receiving from the true tzaddikim. Ashrei hazoiche laze, fortunate is the person who is zoiche to this. Ashrei hamechaka laze, fortunate is the person who will wait for this. Ashrei hamevale kol yomov lizgageya ulehishtekek v'lichsach laze. Fortunate is that person who will spend his entire life yearning and hoping for this. Hoping for this shleimus v'emuna, this birur hamedame. Hoping to be zochet to find the true tzaddik of his generation and to be zochet to really come close to him, to be zochet to this birur hamedame. Baruch Hashem, with this we conclude this halacha. And we conclude this Hilchus Kvod Raboi. The next halacha is going to be Hilchus Melamdim, about how one chooses a teacher for his children, or etc.